yang berkeren ini nih ya.
About Gagarin, what is it?
Gagarin,
it's what we use when we describe where the results of divination. Yes, is it like a song? Yes, it's like a chant, and they call it Gagarin. And did you too make Gagarin of this? I saw it in the paper. I read in the paper. I didn't hear the first part of it. Yes, it is. What is the name of the bue? Bue is a result of divination. I think let's play it from the beginning, this one. Let's stop the other one. And did you two make Gagarin for this? Oh no, that is not the Gagarin. What is the name of the bue? The name of that bue is? We haven't really made the Gagarin yet. I cannot explain it too well, but and what is the Gagarin? Which one of them is the Gagarin? One is have you heard that? Yes. Oh, all right. Well, the Gagarin, here he is reciting it again. This is something about pulling out Mille from the end. And what is the meaning of Gagarin? This, just this word, Gagarin, without reciting, but explain it, define it, please. Well, Gagarin, I don't know. I think Gagarin is it's a finishing touch. You know, when you make divination, and when you want to, or everybody get, just before you finish it, you make that chant. And then that's it. That's the end of it, of all this work of magic. And how about these, when we hear them make their chants about all these kakalal, which we call those, that kind of chant, kakariri? Is that kakariri too? Yes, that's kakariri. Well, are those short or long? Well, can you make one? Can you recite one here now? Well, maybe we can, but you know, those are exclusively Roger's position knowledge. I think there are kagariri for those bue, the result of divination that he told us earlier. Kagariri, what would you call it in English? Because all we know is what we do at the end, but that's all. We only know that's what we
finalizing the last song, finalizing so many things, like the world, like the magic station, whatever. They're always going to get a Buddha chant. You give the final benediction.
Finishing touch.
Finishing?
Finishing touch.
ഇന്നെന്തിനാ ആലയിൽ കുറേ കഴിവുള്ളതിലൊക്കെ അവർക്ക് കഴിവുള്ളോ ആലയ.
And they chant, when they sing, then they make their chant. Do they expect powers to come forth from reciting it?
No.
Of course, in these Kakariri chants, that's what they expect, to bring forth power to attach to their work, to the definition.
The power.
Do you know that those bilawa bread? They're sweet.
Those other one.
They're made from bananas, and they're sweet. They're good. If you eat it, it's sweet. Try tasting it. Let's go back on this one. I didn't know that you were on the jeep, but the dinner was quite rather late, so this is very good. And when I say that, oh no, no, come on along. It's so nice, these things they really have. You do not have to move and wash your hands, you just wipe it. How about the ancient Marshallese in navigation? Do they know as far as Hawaii? Oh yes, they do. They did. They knew as far as Hawaii. And they knew as far as Hawaii. Yes, they knew as far as Hawaii. About to the south, how far do they know south? You know as far as Gilbert? Oh, beyond the Gilberts. They know as far as even Nauru, they know Nauru, and Samoa, they know about Samoa. And how about Fiji? Fiji, what is that? Fiji. You know Fiji, where they ate people in cannibals. They practiced cannibals long time ago. Oh yes, they know about it. Do I know about these man eaters?
Are
And do the Marshallese people know about them? Do they really know about them? Oh yes, the Rebbeinado know about them. How about westward? How far do they know westward? Oh, they know all the Carolines and all the way as far as, what is the name of the island where they also eat people? Are they cannibals? New Guinea? Yes, that's the one, New Guinea.
Palau, way beyond Palau. That's the old navigation, old. And it was included in this thing, as it seems. As you say, you know, these songs are for memory, they to remember. And as they go along, they recite it, and they know what they sing. You know, those are valuable, but it's more valuable if somebody can explain it to us, and what portion of that thing.
Unnya nak lalat jiri je ni?
Ewa
meniap.
Harto je ni ap?
Bukan kepada lemaran jual ni beri ingamu jual meyau.
Oh lemaro lah nanti jual.
Lebih
jual dua dulu.
You know where about the two women who come from the west who brought the Joey? They came from Yap. We know about them because they came from Yap, and one stayed on Namu, and one came to Aur. And oh yes, the two women. What are their names? Oh, the one on Aur is Liribribju, and the one on Namu is Luadon Mur. These women were visiting the Wuninak is a kind of ghost that belongs to the Lajiriks clan. And oh, is that why the women came? They came to look for that man? What do you call him? Oh yes, they came to look for him. And these, do you know the kind of stone we call Lajirik? It's hard.
Is that right that the people used to sail actually to Samoa and Hawaii?
He said they used to
sail as far as Samoa.
Actually
sailed to Nauru. By mistake
or by purpose?
When you say these people know, ancient Marshallese know about these islands, how did they happen to know about them? When they say you sailed to these islands, or were they driven off their course and they were just drifting and happened to land there, or did they know? Did they know where they were going? Oh, they know where they were going.
But on purpose. And you know, and I met a fellow from Cook Island. His name is Ngatamamaki in New Zealand. He's a teacher. But he's also interested in this kind of stuff. And he told me stories of how his ancestors came through these islands, ancestors of Polynesia, passed through this area. He said, they even have chance. He said, we have chance of how we passed through those areas and coming as far as here. So,
Orang kan kerana, kerja lagi jir kan, orang jalan ni orang kata kubina.
Ya kan?
You know, these navigators even know about those the two coral heads or shoal away north from Bokak Island. They know about those, even as far as that.
They know about those shoals
How about did they ever hear about know about the Wake Island? Oh yes, they did. And what do they have any name for it? Well, let's wait a minute. You know that island, the Japanese and I had a big argument about it when the Japanese government first came, because we claim it here as part of the Marshalls. And let's see now. Is it the island that's named Anyinkyo? No. Anyinkyo is Bokak. But Bokak is really Wake Island. And what we call now Bokak is Anyinkyo.
What we call the Bokak, it's not Bokak. It's a mistake. Yeah, Bokak is way. And present day Bokak is Pitikyo.
And it's not Anyinkyo, it's called Pitikyo.
But he said there's something recently, and he's still arguing about it.
What was their purpose in sailing that far? Well, we don't know. Those people wanted to travel. And here, the name of one of the islands in Bokak, it's called Kuregan. And it was on these islands that the Japanese officials and I argued. Then it was, yes, it was on that island. Then I told them that I, as a proof, I can show them that there is mukmuk, arrowroot plant on that island. And also there is an ibuj, a well that's not always there, but we have to dig for it. And I made a bet with them. If I can prove it, they'll give me 100 yen. And if I'm wrong, I'll give them 100 yen.
Then
Then, you know, we were arguing because they said it belonged to Ribelli. It is not Marshallese. And they said, well, let's not dig for the well because too much time, but let's look for the muckmuck. So we went inland and we went through a kind of, you know, that bush we call Marbele. Went through that Marbele. Why don't you call Lejebib and ask Lejebib, that fellow Lejebib? Because he was with us and he knew. Then he knows, Lejebib knows, and you know the Marbele grows all the way to the edge of the water. And they ask, how come this kind of plant grow very close to the salt water? And I said, well, because there is fresh water underneath. And then I said, Lejebib, why don't you run there? And you know, between those two coral, those two stones sticking out, try dig it in between them. So Lejebib ran, and when he dug, then he dug up mud from the land. And the Japanese were puzzled, how come there were mud, dark mud, in between the sand? And I said, well, it's because the Aiwitch, the well with fresh water, is flowing out there and carrying out these silts. Then they say, how come muckmuck grows on Bird Island? It's not true. We cannot find muckmuck here. So we look for them and we couldn't find them the first time. So I suggested that we spread out from ocean side to lagoon side and cover the island. And on the lagoon side, I was the first one to discover them. And the Japanese stopped laughing. And when we saw them, we dug them up. Oh, big bob this size. And real muckmuck? Yes, real muckmuck. And they were very surprised. So, have you been to that island before? No, but it is in our mythology, in our Bebenato, in our history. What do we call these mugmugs and that Aibuj and those things, that well? What do we have any, can we call them kagalal? Well, we can. And you see those mugmug were brought into these islands from far away by the two women I mentioned earlier when they brought it along with that flower lay. These muckmuck were their provision at sea, and they brought these seeds with them and planted them there. Part of those things they carry with them is provision. And when they brought that flower lay, where did they bring that flower lay from? Oh, from Bikini. They came from Bikini, and they stopped by Rongala first before they continue.
Eto
Before we started, we had a long argument about it, and but when we got through and they found those mugmuk, we went back to the boat and they talk a lot about it. Then after we saw those proof on that island, I said that why don't we continue to wake? And they said, well, we cannot go there. It's about 300 miles or so. 100 miles or so. Well, so what? If it's 100 miles or 30 miles, 300 miles, it doesn't make any difference. It's about the same as 30 miles, because as long as you do not see the wave pattern, then you are lost. But where on the ocean you will stop seeing wave patterns? When you see that island, you chant this, the following chants. He's chanting it now.
Any time here, he?
Any
wait. A poka.
Kurega.
Nayu pachelle na yu yai ether iden poka kay ni.
Yung ether tu yun.
Ano tu?
Jawon or sugar man poka.
And what do you call this island again? Poka or kukurega? Oh, kukurega. Kukuregan. And where is this island? Oh, it's northward from Pokak. Do you call it Wake? Well, it's probably Wake. It's probably what you call Wake. But this, right there, if you look at the chart, it's this island.
Hello, but I not sure what NM
is. Do you have any chart here? Well, maybe you can tell me. But I wanted to point out, so you can really see.
Well, and then this island, as you say, is known from. Are there any birds on this island? Oh yes, there are birds on this island. And isn't it proof enough? We know so much about it. And how would we have learned anything about it if it weren't in our history, recited throughout the ages? Well, it must be Wake Island then, because are there any birds on there? Oh yes, there are many birds island. There are many birds on it. It must then be Wake Island. You know, there are still lots of birds on it, and sometimes they interfere with airplanes, with flights. So every once in a while they gather the eggs and break them. Break the eggs so that they don't multiply too much. What do you call that kind of bird? Oh, it is called Kajap. There are some on Pokak. We brought back some with us.
Mm-hmm.
How's that bird look? Is it something like auk? Well, it's something like auk, except it's bigger and it has a bigger body. And does it stand up like this, or does it stoop, or like regular birds? Now, look here. Here we have, this is a chart. Here we have Pokak, Bigar, Udrut, Ailuk, Bigar, and here is Pokak. And here is another island north up here. Is this the island? That's it. That's the one. Well, this is Wake.
I point out each one of them up and down the line. And then I just pull this one. Well, they know about it then.
So, far north is Wake, far northeast is Hawaii, south is Samoa, Gilbert.